Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your daily dose of high-value vibes. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into something super important. Self-love. Now, I know what you might be thinking, oh great, another podcast about self-love, but trust me, this isn't just some generic fluff. This is about real talk, real struggles, and real breakthroughs. Because let's face it, the journey to self-love isn't always sunshine and rainbows, right? It can be messy, confusing, and sometimes downright scary. But guess what? It's also incredibly rewarding. And hey, who wouldn't want a little more happiness and confidence in their lives? Now, I want to share a little bit about my own journey because I truly believe that vulnerability breeds connection. It wasn't always roses for me, you know? There were times when self-doubt was my constant companion. I fell into those comparison traps, questioned every decision, and let the opinions of others dictate my worth. Ever felt like you're constantly playing small, holding back because of some imaginary ceiling that you've set for yourself? You know that feeling when you look in the mirror and see someone you barely recognize? Yeah, I've been there. But here's the thing, something clicked for me. I realized that true happiness doesn't come from chasing external validation or trying to fit into some mold. It comes from embracing who we are, flaws and all. That means acknowledging our strengths, celebrating our uniqueness, and learning to love ourselves unconditionally. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that helped me on this journey, and hopefully, they can help you too. 1. Identify your inner critic, that nagging voice in your head? The one that tells you you're not good enough, smart enough, or pretty enough. Yeah, we all have one. But the first step to silencing it is recognizing its presence. Pay attention to those negative thoughts and ask yourself, is this really true, or is it just fear talking? Remember, your thoughts are not facts. 2. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Life's going to throw curveballs, and there will be times when you stumble. That's okay. It doesn't define you. Forgive yourself, learn from your mistakes, and move forward with grace. 3. Surround yourself with positive influences. You are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Choose to surround yourself with people who lift you up, inspire you, and celebrate your wins. Avoid those toxic relationships that drain your energy and make you feel less than. 4. Celebrate your uniqueness. The world needs your unique talents, perspective, and gifts. Don't try to be someone else or fit into a box that doesn't suit you. Embrace what makes you different, because it's what makes you special. 5. Take action towards your goals. Self-love isn't just about feeling good, it's about living a life that aligns with your values and aspirations. Set goals that excite you, take steps towards achieving them, and celebrate every milestone along the way. Think about a time when someone doubted you or made you feel insecure. How did that make you feel? Maybe it sparked a feeling of resentment, or maybe you felt discouraged from pursuing something you were passionate about. For me, there was this audition I had for a play in high school. I poured my heart and soul into the preparation, but when the day came, I froze. My nerves got the best of me, and I stumbled through the entire performance. To add insult to injury, one of the judges, who happened to be a well-known theater director, gave me this incredibly harsh critique. He basically told me that I lacked talent and should consider pursuing something else. Can you imagine the crushing weight of those words? It felt like a punch to the gut. I was devastated. For weeks afterward, I questioned my abilities and seriously considered giving up on acting altogether. But here's the thing. That one negative experience didn't define me. It didn't erase all the joy I found in performing. And it definitely didn't stop me from pursuing my passions. So, remember, those moments of doubt or negativity. They don't have to hold you back. You are capable of amazing things. You deserve to be happy and fulfilled. Remember those 5 key takeaways we talked about? Identifying your inner critic, practicing self-compassion, surrounding yourself with positive influences, celebrating your uniqueness, and taking action towards your goals. These are the tools that will help you build a foundation of self-love and acceptance. So go out there, embrace who you are, and shine brightly. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of self-love today. And until next time, keep those high vibes flowing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.